welcome again to another Blessed Winds Bible message. I hope it's been a fantastic 2 weeks. It's been a fantastic 2 weeks for me. I've been doing a lot of thinking about bad habits and deviation from the norm, how we got from one place to another. And what is deviation from the norm exactly? A deviation from a norm is a change from a normal accepted standard. Now, if the change is sudden, it's seen and we realize it and we know that this was a bad change and or a good change, but this was a change and we see it. It's there. It's obvious. However, sometimes the change is so slow that we don't notice it, that it's one little thing here and it's one little thing there. And slowly over time, the slight changes have caused us to deviate from our standard practice, the accepted norm. This reminds me of a story I heard when I was a kid about a frog in a pot. If a frog jumps into a pot of boiling water, the water's too hot, the frog will jump right back out. Frog will be hurt, but the frog will jump right back out, realizing the danger that it's in. However, if you take that same frog and it jumps in the water and the water's cool and it slowly rises in temperature, before the frog realizes it's in trouble, it's too late and it can't jump out. What causes us to deviate? What causes us to turn? Is it what we see? TV. We watch a lot of TV as a culture. And when I'm talking culture right now. I'm talking a lot about culture. We watch a lot of TV. Not only can TV deviate us, over the years, it's managed to deviate itself. News shows back in the 50s, 60s, even the 70s, that's what they were. Your 5 o'clock news was the news. It really didn't give you opinion on the news. It gave you the news and allowed you to make your own opinion. The news has turned now into something that's looking for ratings instead of propagating actual news. It seemed like that started somewhere around the time when the 24-hour news started. Before that, you could trust all the news outlets. You knew that they were going to give you just the facts without spin. And since the news has become entertainment and beholden to ratings, the norm was deviated. They began spewing hate through opinion news broadcasts. And again, that's not how it started. That's how it slowly deviated. And now that is the accepted norm in news. Movies and TV shows did the same thing. Never did you hear cursing on TV. Never at all. I remember as a kid, you never heard anybody inadvertently swear on a TV show. And that slowly started to change with somebody using a cuss word here and then another cuss word there. I remember hearing a comedian talk about curse words you were never allowed to say on TV. I think I've just about heard every one of those curse words on TV, maybe minus one or two. Not only did it do that, then there were reality TV shows. No longer were we watching somebody spin a wheel and us guessing letters on a screen, or how much trivia do you know? And you got two families guessing what people's opinions are. No longer are those things happening. Instead, we're watching a group of people in a house trying to win $500,000, lying, cheating, and stealing to get it. And saying, I'm going to lie, cheat, and steal to get this $500,000. That's what I want to do. We've moved from a culture where our TV was somewhat wholesome to now projecting a lot of things that go against what the Bible says. We've also moved from a culture that viewed TV screens sporadically. We now watch them all the time. There's TVs in restaurants, multiple TVs. Sometimes three, four, five, four different channels, five different channels, all playing at the same time. We are inundated with TV in our culture. So as the culture starts changing things on TV, it really does influence what we think. We need to change the habit of what we see. These are examples of large-scale deviations from where we used to be that unfortunately influence us and some of our bad habits. We need to remove ourselves from the influences that propagate ungodly habits. So what's a habit? According to the 1828 dictionary, it's a state of anything implying some continuance or permanence. It's a state of anything implying continuance. It means you're going to do it over and over and over again. It's a habit. And I was watching a few things on habits, and I've heard it's automatic, such as like getting into your car, putting on your seatbelt. That's an automatic thing you do. We need to keep in mind that some of these automatic things we do might not be godly. If while you're working on a car and you drop your wrench into the motor and have to find your way fishing down into it, you might say a swear word. God really didn't want us to do that. It's not the fault of the tool or you or whatever that it dropped. It just happened. And we need to roll with these things. Again, it's almost automatic. So what bad habits do you need to change? Don't beat yourself up. No one's perfect. Romans 3:23 says, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. When you're thinking about this, I don't want you to be dwelling on it either. Because we all have things that we want to change. We're not perfect. There was one guy on this earth that was perfect. And we are made in his image, and he wants us to be perfect. And we're going to strive to be perfect. That's why we're looking for all of these things to fix. Where have you deviated from the norm? And when I'm talking about the norm, when I'm talking about these godly habits, I'm talking about the Bible. Where have you deviated? Have you deviated with the church? Have you deviated in your marriage? Your family? Your hobbies? Your job? Yeah, your job. Well, I'm not supposed to mix religion and work. If you're there, you're there. It's still you. We don't check out of being godly just because we checked into a different address. So where have you deviated from the godly habits that are mentioned in the Bible? I can think of a few. I know I have a couple, and I'm working on them. And every time I recognize a new one, I add it to the list, and I work on it. They don't change overnight. Some of these are deeply ingrained. And that whole dropping the wrench thing, that's a toughie. I've managed to overcome it, but that was a toughie. That was an automatic response. I felt like it was like, you know, when the doctor taps your knee and your leg moves. That's what I felt like that was for a long time when you drop something and you cursed. That was normal. It's not. It was a deviation from the norm, a deviation from what the Bible wanted. And over time, I overcame it. Changing all at once doesn't work either. Sometimes people have addictions. Don't ever use that as an excuse to why you shouldn't be changing. We need to remember there's always time for change. We can always change, and there's always time. Ecclesiastes 3:1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Amen. Amen. There is a time to change. So how are we going to change? Change the channel. One of our biggest influences in our culture is the TV set. Change the channel. Look for answers in Genesis. Look for PureFlix. Look for programming that's wholesome. Avoid the reality TV shows where they're going after each other for money and trying to figure out different ways to connive to be successful. I don't know. Listen to a biblically based podcast. I'm just saying, there's a couple of us out there that are doing them. Listen to them. Fill your time with things that are of God. Start with the Bible. God is here for you. Some of the habits we are changing could be addictions. God will give you strength to change those addictions. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. God will always be by our side. There are hundreds of Bible verses about the strength that God gives us. Find one. Read it. The Lord will give us strength. Whenever you start feeling like you need to do the habit, replace it with a Bible verse. Replace it with something good. We need to develop good habits to replace the bad. Hop out of that pot. Hop out of the pot right now before it's too hot. Get into some godly habits. I did a little bit of thinking about that and parallels in our society now that people can recognize with how important the Bible is. Pilots and airline workers use checklists to avoid deviating from the norm and create good, safe flying habits. They avoid any deviations. Even their emergencies have checklists. The unforeseen things they've foreseen and created, if this, then that, follow this. You know what else has done that? The Bible. The Bible has created that for us. It is our checklist for life. When you're creating good godly habits or emergencies, turn to the Word. The Word is there for you. It is the original self-help book. It's been around for a long time. It's always there for us. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It does not change with our culture. The Bible is the same. It is the norm. So you're like me, you're heading to the refrigerator, and you are trying to make good food choices. Where can I go in the Bible to help me with that? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple? And that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? The Lord created you in His image. You are the temple for the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that I've tried building the Lord a really big temple. But apparently the Lord wants a healthy temple too, not just a really big one. I need to start watching what I eat so I have the Lord and the Holy Spirit dwelling in me in something that is healthy. Not just something that is roomy. When you go to an online shopping website, if you're having a problem with spending money online, remember, the Lord will provide you everything that you need. He knows every hair on your head. And if He will provide for the sparrow, imagine what He will provide for you. Matthew 10:29-31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside the Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. The Bible is the guide. Culture needs to change to be more like the Bible. The Bible will not change and cannot change to be more like culture. Culture is man's word. The Bible is God's word. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Be transformed by renewing of your mind, filling your mind with godly things. In order to change bad habits to good godly habits, you also need to have discipline. 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's looking for you. He's looking for you to stumble. You might have to provide some preparation. You might have to plan a little bit ahead. But you will overcome. You will overcome this trial. 1 John 5:4 says, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. We have overcome the world because we're of God. So that means these stumbling blocks the devil put into place, those things are taken away. we might have to prepare a little bit, but we're going to overcome. If you want to work out in the morning, get your workout clothes out the night before. Maybe put a Bible verse on that might inspire you to working out. If you have a habit of leaving the house a little bit of a mess, maybe post a note somewhere where you can see it before you go to bed that says, 1 Corinthians 14:40, but all things must be done properly and in an orderly manner. Our God is a God of order. And you'll remember, everything has its place. We need to find support. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Iron sharpens iron. We need to bring people together so that we are stronger. Seek help. Go to church. Talk to a pastor, priest, minister, elders, church elders for advice. Tell your friends what you're trying to do. They will help keep you accountable. Pray to God to keep you strong during the times of change. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We are weak. Pray that God keeps us from temptation. Remove the bad influences from your life. And when I say that, I mean TV, radio, whatever it is that's leading in. I also mean people. It could be alcohol. It could be drugs. Start removing them from your life. If you have someone that's trying to support your bad habits, someone says, you've changed. I remember when we used to go to the bar and we used to tie one on and have a great time. You can still be fun. You're still fun right now. It's just you're not drunk and fun. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. So if you're hanging around people that are bad for you, stop hanging around people that are bad for you. The habit you may need to break might be a person. You need to shut the doors of deviation. Luke 10:19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nothing will harm you. The Lord has given us power to overcome the power of the enemy. The power that is in all of these bad habits that we have, or the power that feeds those bad habits that we have. So I'm looking for y'all to repeat this decree after me. Lord, today, I take authority through the power that you have given me to close the door to anything that causes me to deviate from you and your perfect love. Lord, I will be strong in the face of this challenge because I know you are with me. I know through you all things are possible. I have faith you will be with me through the removal of the bad habits and the creation and strengthening of my godly habits. It's time to get yourself out of that pot. Check the temperature. How is it around you? Find yourself some self-help. Look, I'm going to suggest a couple of books. They're compilated in a whole series called The Bible. It goes from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and there's a whole stack of books that are compiled in there that'll provide you all the self-help you need. Go to church and speak the word with your friends. Utilize the authority that God gave you in Jesus' name. Thanks again for everybody listening to the Blessed Wins Bible Messages. Remember to like and subscribe. I hope you all have a blessed couple of weeks, and I'll talk to you then.